see trees of green, red roses too.
If you're walking through a Brisbane suburb this afternoon, take a look up. Whether it's the jacarandas, the eucalypts, figs, pines or paper barks, the trees of Brisbane, I think, really give a city character. Who decides which trees go where? And how have our treescapes changed as our suburbs continue to develop? You know, I often bore you to tears with saying, you know, don't cut down the trees. We should be planting more trees. You know, they clean the air. They cool the air. The great cities of the world, the ones that people really love, are the ones that have the best treescapes. And I suspect my next guest might have a similar view. His name's Keith Foster. Keith is the principal arborist with Brisbane City Council. Keith, how much do you love trees?
Well, I've been working with them for 50 years, so I suspect that tells you that I like them a lot.
What made you want to work with them? Was there something in particular?
No, not really. It was I joined the organisation, and during my career, I've studied trees. I've learned a lot through experiences, and also enjoy looking at where we can improve.
Okay, what have we learnt in the last 5 decades about which trees to plant in suburban areas in Brisbane?
There's quite a lot of things, such as we've now learned there are some trees that really create problems for people, so we've had to look at maybe replacing them. We've also looked at the species with the climate change as well, and basically gone through our species to determine which would be better performers with the increase of the temperatures in the next decade or two.
Are there lots of old, well-established trees across Brisbane that would never be planted today?
We're a fortunate city because we do have a lot of tropical trees, but there are some. Of course, there's the, and I could give you some examples. But
Please do.
Well, the camphor laurels, of course. Umbrella trees we don't plant anymore. Celtus trees we don't plant anymore, and there's figs we don't plant as street trees, but are quite good in park trees. So we've actually, over our, you know, the last few decades, we've looked at our trees to see which ones are giving us a problem or maybe giving a resident a problem, and sort of moved them from, in some places, from footpaths into park trees.
How do you deal with those old trees that were planted a century ago and are now coming to the end of their life?
Well, it's about looking at our trees, and, you know, we have a look at the growing environment has changed so much. A lot of people say that the old trees were wrong tree in the wrong place. Well, over the decades, we've wanted roads, and we wanted curb and channeling, we wanted footpath and bikeways, and of course, that's reduced our growing environment, and or during that time, there's been a lot of compaction. So we now have to look at our old trees and look at how we might be able to improve the growing environment around them to keep them and make them more sustainable for another 50 or 60 years.
Keith Foster's my guest. Keith loves trees. He's the principal arborist with the Brisbane City Council. Keith, who decides which trees to plant where? Who makes the decision?
Well, we have a palette of species that we work with, and recently we've gone through and looked at the best species in the best places. So generally our tree inspectors who get to look at where replanting opportunities occur, they will go out and have a look at these areas. And in those areas, we have a lot of constraints, so they understand what those constraints are, and then they'll make a decision out of the palette of species that's possibly the best palette for that local area.
Do you have a favourite tree?
I do like the figs, and I do like the tree wisteria.
Why the wisteria, mate?
I think it's it actually flowers similar to a wisteria, and I think the wisteria trees are quite colourful when they're in flower.
Okay. Keith Foster is my guest. Keith loves trees. He's the principal arborist with the Brisbane City Council. How many trees do you think we have across our city? Any idea?
Round about just over 450,000 street trees.
That's pretty good. 450,000 street trees, yep.
I could not emphasise how many park trees we've got, but yep. certainly without street trees, yes.
How do you keep across all of their maintenance?
Generally, we have crews out there every day doing work, and a lot of our work is driven by people who ring up and say they want something done by the trees.
Okay.
And then on the other side, we actually go into the highly reactive suburbs where we can and actually have crews going in there doing all the tree work that might be of a risk issue to the community.
Keith, if someone... So you work for Brisbane City Council, so it has to be in Brisbane Council, but if someone's worried about a tree or think they might have a tree that's killing native bees or that's a pest tree, can they give you a call or give the council a call and ask a council person to come out and have a look at it?
Generally, we encourage them to use a private consultant unless the tree's actually been listed as a protected tree.
So you prefer they used a private consultant?
At the start.
At the start, okay. I'm thinking someone, if they're a pensioner or what have you, they're not particularly flush with cash usually. That might cost them a bit much.
Well, I would suggest that they could write in and just see what if council can help, but...
Right.
The private stuff is generally out of my domain.
All right.
But if it's on a street tree, certainly we would investigate it.
All right. I've got a message from Sally who says, Steve, camphor laurel is a listed pest species. They push out the natives. Just look around northern New South Wales and the Sunshine Coast.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Right. So don't plant camphor laurel. Get rid of them.
Well, I wouldn't. Well, you can't plant camphor laurels. You're not allowed to.
Right.
But some of them are quite big trees, very large trees, and quite significant.
Okay.
So if they're in a park environment and they're in a bush sort of setting and stuff, certainly they should be removed.
Okay.
But if they're in a park and just acting as a shade tree, generally we would just manage that situation. But normally they don't become a risk as far as the local area there with the rejuvenation of the seeds.
Appreciate you coming on, Keith. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Keith Foster, Principal Arborist, man who loves trees, with the Brisbane City Council.